The Dodgers Foundation provides kids in underserved communities with sports, recreation, education, literacy, and health. And they have the 5K, 10K coming up, the Kids Fun Run also. So we're really excited about this and excited to share it with you today. We are joined by Executive Director Nicole Whiteman. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Tina.
Boy, I mean, the Dodgers Foundation is responsible for creating so many amazing opportunities for kids throughout the community. There's what you call the three pillars that you focus on.
Yes. As you mentioned, we really are focused on underserved youth who are living in challenged neighborhoods here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Our three pillars are education, health, and sports. And so we focus our efforts on youth in those three areas who we think need it the most.
And the dream fields are all part of the efforts, right? The fields where kids can play, where they wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity. They can play baseball and softball. There are so many testimonials by parents talking about how important this was for their kids.
Exactly. You know, dream fields create a sense of community pride. Back in 2004, we launched the program with an effort to build 50 dream fields. We just completed 47 in the city of Inglewood. We did 46 and 47, and we are on our way to completing the last three in the next year. We really believe that these spaces have given communities, both youth and their families, an opportunity to have a safe space, to have a feel that looks and resembles the scoreboard at Dodger Stadium around the corner from their homes. And as you mentioned, it's really just given an opportunity to kids who want to play baseball and softball, a chance to be out there, a chance to have a facility that is of quality, so that they can basically be engaged and learn everything from teamwork and sports that other kids can.
The latest one was in Inglewood?
Yes. The latest field? Yes. We did two fields at Darby Park in the city of Inglewood.
And Adrian Gonzalez was involved, right?
Yes. Yeah. So we actually launched our youth baseball and softball program called Dodgers RBI, Reviving Baseball in Inner Cities, in the city of Inglewood in 2016. And we worked with them with about 300 kids last year. And this year, there were about 500 kids in the city of Inglewood who wanted to play baseball and softball. Baseball, as far as recreational baseball, had really died in the city of Inglewood. There was a lack of interest from kids, and a lot of it had to do with monetary deficiencies, you know, amongst the city and some other things. And kids going to play football and basketball. And really, you know, we've been able to, with the program and the field, create this sort of resurgence. We've worked with elected officials in the city. We've worked with, you know, corporations in the city, and the city of Inglewood Department of Rec and Parks and Libraries have just been fantastic partners. Adrian Gonzalez stepped up and decided that he would actually cover the $25 registration fee for every child that wanted to play in the city of Inglewood this year. So we worked in partnership with the city of Inglewood to give all kids uniforms, equipment, resources like financial literacy sessions, college tours, and all of these things that we build into our Dodgers RBI program. And Adrian stepped up and really said, hey, you know what? I want to take away the $25 that the city might need to pay for staffing or those kinds of things and make sure that all kids can play for free.
He paid for them.
Yes.
Way to go.
Yes.
That is incredible. That was hundreds of kids too, right?
Yes, almost 500. And he was there for us on the day that, you know, we had our grand opening of the baseball, the fields there, and talked about this. And it was just really fantastic.
Very exciting. You have the also the winter camps, right, and the summer camps where coaches pitch in and help.
Yes. You know what? We have such a fantastic team, and, you know, that team, what they do on the field has so much to do with the Dodger coaches, and we get a chance to work with them in our summer camp with them essentially helping young boys and girls throughout LA who come to one of two sessions, learn pitching, hitting, you know, all of that right on the field at Dodger Stadium and in our very own batting cages.
And they get the uniform, they get a whole supply kit, a whole everything you can
want. Yes, you feel like
Dodgers.
A little minor leaguer for a couple of days.
Exactly.
It's very exciting for youth who are involved, and they honestly do walk away with a lot of skills.
It would be exciting for anybody, right?
Yes.
Honestly.
Yes. Everybody. We always, you know, we always laugh because parents who bring their kids, you know, it's a camp where you could actually go home and come back and pick them up if you'd like to, but most people stay and they just enjoy their day in the bleachers at the stadium.
Oh man, that's exciting. And so with the 5K, and is it a 10K as well coming up?
We have a 5K, a 10K, and a kids fun run on Sunday, October 1st, sort of the close out to the regular season just before we enter postseason. And we have about 7,000 runners who, you know, run one of the three, come to Dodger Stadium and participate in what can be somewhat of a easy yet, you know, difficult run, depending on your running level, per se. But we get people of all ages, people of all running experience, people who walk, a combination of everyone, and all the proceeds support the work that we do in the communities in Los Angeles.
It goes back into the foundation and into what we've been talking about, the opportunities for kids.
You know what? Our mission really is to use sport as an engagement tool. Mm-hmm. And so while we're not necessarily trying to create major league baseball players, we really are trying to create major league citizens. Mm-hmm. We want kids within their own neighborhoods and in their own schools and at their own rec centers to have something to do. We want families to feel like the Dodgers are giving back to them because we know they give so much to us as fans throughout the season. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of a responsibility of ours. And if we can do it, and we can do it with partners and pool fans together and things of that nature, we're happy to.
Major league citizens. I can see that on a t-shirt too.
Yes. People
That's a
just
great
don't,
phrase.
Yeah.
Major league citizens.
We might
That's
do that.
Cool. That's very cool.
Yeah.
And so this is also one of the ways that you can experience the stadium as well, because part of this is in the stadium, and the 10 cares, people who want to get more serious that day, they're in Elysian Park, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So they take off on the streets of Elysian Park. Very scenic, you know. Mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome. It's an early morning, you know, at Dodger Stadium. It's kind of a takeover. The team's out of town. When you go into Elysian Park, I mean, everything surrounding the stadium is absolutely beautiful, but you're in the neighborhood, and then you come right back around to the park. I think one of the most exciting things for all runners is that the cool down lap is around the warning track. Mm-hmm. And so you do get a chance to be on the field at Dodger Stadium and get that view as well.
Mm, that in and of itself is fun. It makes it this day like so special, and it does fill up. So you want to register, because you guys get a lot of runners and walkers. Uh-huh.
Yes, yes. And right now, interestingly enough, we have a promo code. And so if you go to Dodgers.com/run and you put in the word Dodgers, you do get $5 off of the existing rates. And so I do encourage people to hurry up and sign up. We're getting really close in terms of our goal. Yeah. We're expecting about 7,000 runners. So I think it will just be a really fun day. If there are families that want to come out, we do have an expo. And so we have a number of sponsors and a number of other companies who will be exhibiting that day. Mm-hmm. Some with, you know, some goodies and giveaways, some with some of their items that they're sampling and things of that nature. So a good time to come out.
And the code again was?
It's Dodgers. Uh-huh. So you use Dodgers and you go to Dodgers.com/run.
How long is the code good for?
The code will be good until September 28th.
Will players be there? Can you give us some of the players, or is it kind of a surprise that
day?
Yeah,
so you know what? The team will be on the road, but we would not have an event without some form of players. And so we have Dodger alumni, former players who participate in the day. We haven't released those names quite yet, but they will be released in the next couple weeks. Every year, we have former players out there who are helping runners along the way. They're actually, some of them situated at the water station, just kind of cheering you on throughout your route. So it's pretty awesome.
That is very awesome. You get to meet players. I know they're traveling, but you get to meet so many players. That must be really something to talk about. You know, everybody's asking you about it all the time, probably, right?
Yeah, like, people do ask all the time.
Yeah.
You know, do you see the players? Do you work
to.
With the players? It really is a fascinating thing. And I always explain as well that we have such great guys. Mm-hmm. We really have great guys. And we have guys who, when I say great, I mean on the field and off the field. We talk about players as we just did, Adrian Gonzalez and Justin Turner and Clayton Kershaw and Curtis Granderson. It just doesn't get any better in terms of, you know, how much they care about this community and all the philanthropic efforts that they do by themselves and also with us, the foundation, on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to get our guys involved in clinics. It's really easy to get our guys involved in so many of our programs. They want to be with kids, and they want to show kids positivity and really help make somebody's day brighter.
So they like being that role model. They like being there for them and passing on what they know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
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 There's so much to love about our hometown team. You
exactly.
Know? Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, they're role models. They really
they
are role models. I mean, a lot of kids look up to sports players. And so it's a big deal when you're able to bring them out into the community for them to share themselves with youth everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Vin Scully, was he ever involved in the foundation as
yes.
well?
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes. You know, one of my most memorable moments here at the Dodgers Foundation is Vin was our honoree for the 2016 gala.
Mm-hmm.
Finn was absolutely and is absolutely one of the most humble individuals you will ever meet. And he's been great to the Dodgers Foundation and obviously great to the overall organization, to baseball, period. And it was just an honor for us to recognize him in his last year as the voice of the Dodgers. And we just, you know, at the end of the day, really are like overwhelmed always by his presence, by his support. And we continue to do things with him. We actually just reprinted the third edition of It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. It's a book that Larry Harper wrote with great artwork by Brent Benger. And Vin Scully actually wrote the foreword in this book. So we have it on sale again with proceeds benefiting the Dodgers Foundation. And so it's been kind of neat to work with him on that project as well. It can be purchased online for $35 a copy. It's a great book. It's a great coffee table book. It's a great book for as a gift to, doesn't matter if the person's 5 years old or 50.
Yeah.
It's kind of an all around like must have. And again, all the proceeds benefit the work that we do.
That's perfect. And the book is available now, so you can get that now.
Yes.
Great idea for a gift also.
Absolutely.
And to purchase for yourself, to have for yourself, and then help the foundation.
Exactly.
And the 5K, 10K, Dodgers Foundation 5K, 10K walk and run and kids fun run is coming up. So that is another fun way to participate and give back to the foundation. And registration going on now. Is it going on that day also?
Yes. So we actually do packet pickup, race packet pickup the day before the run. We will be sharing via social media, et cetera, if spots are still available on the day of the run, just based on kind of what happens over the next couple of weeks. But things are filling up pretty rapidly.
Yeah. Any parting words or anything else you want us to know, Nicole?
No, I mean, I think, Tina, I would love for fans to know, you know what, this organization was established as a vehicle for fans to get involved right along with us and for us all to use this Dodger brand for good in this community. So check out the website. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Let us know ideas you might have, but also support us and get involved in the work. We would love to have you.
Dodgers Foundation, and thank you, Nicole.
Thank you.